This is the title track off my new album. This is called Born to Fly. And, yeah, you guys will like this one. I know you will. It's a pretty good song.
I'm Sadie, and I'm with Pass the Mic, and I am interviewing Jaden Carlson. What made you, like, want to start this career?
I wanted to start playing guitar when I was 5.5 years old. I was at a Michael Franti concert, and I was looking up at the guitarist, Dave Schull, and I just turned to my mom and said, I want to do that. We got a guitar pretty much the next week, started taking lessons that same week, and I just couldn't stop playing, and my bedtime became, like, 10 o'clock or something. Every day after that, because I was practicing all day.
Do you play any other instruments than the guitar?
Well, I play guitar, I sing. I'm trying to teach myself bass, but I kind of stink. Yeah, I'm not very good at bass. I'm just trying to teach myself because I can't really take bass lessons along with everything else, but it's something I would like to do.
What do you want to do in your future?
I think what I want to do for the next 15, 20, 30 years is just play music and pretty much jam with my guys and party and stuff. That's kind of what it's all about for the people who don't want to play Madison Square Garden when they're 11 and 12.
Okay, well, do you have any, goals to be on, is there, a stage that you really want to perform on?
Red Rocks.
Great. Who have you played with that you have really enjoyed?
I have played with JGB and Melvin Seals. I've played with Garrett Sayers and Scott Messersmith of Motet, Zach Littlefield of Super Collider, my friend Jubal. He's pretty much in my band. Will Trask, he's the drum tech for the Motet. I've also played with Dave Lott, Steve Kimmack, Michael Frontine Spearhead. I've sat in with... And I do want to play with the Garrett Sayers Trio sometime. That would be, like, totally awesome. But, yeah, Garrett's awesome.
How did you get to play with Michael Fronti?
I got to play with Michael. I met him one night. I met him one night at the Belly Up Theater in Aspen, and I took him backstage. I was this little 5.5-year-old, 3-foot-tall imp with a hat on, and with a guitar that was at least 2 feet taller than me. I took him backstage and said, "I can play your song, Nobody Right, Nobody Wrong," and I played it for him. And then later that night, he pretty much let me open for him at the Belly Up, which was a huge opportunity back then. And that's pretty much how I got to know him. And then I just pretty much did a few more things with him throughout the years.
Have you, ever recorded in a studio? And
yes, I have recorded before. My third album is coming out. It's called the Born to Fly album. I'm so used to calling it the EP, then I went and wrote 5 more songs for it. But yes, I have. My first album was called Midnight Sky. I recorded it in San Francisco at my godfather's house. He's like one of the world's best sound engineers. And my second album was called Tell Me What You See. It was recorded at a studio called Fault Line, again in San Francisco. But a lot of the co-workers there, they kind of dispersed. But it was a great studio. Pretty good experience. And my third album I recorded at Immersive Studios in Boulder. I think it's the best studio in the U.S. That's my opinion. I recorded with Mike Yock, Garrett Sayers, and Scott Messersmith. Garrett produced it, and it sounds great. It's a 10-song album. It's coming out in 7 days.
Wow. Do you write a lot of your songs, or do you just play songs from other famous people?
I actually write all my songs. All the songs on the first, second, and third album are my own, except for, like, 1 or 2 covers on each. But this next album, Born to Fly, has 1 cover on it. But the rest of them are originals. I write them all by myself, no help or anything like that.
Do you like to, play a certain kind of music, or do you just go all around?
I do prefer funk and jazz, but... And I do play blues, classical rock, funk, jazz, and maybe world, I guess, is my genre.
Have you, do you have, a lot of friends that you can, that are at your level since you're pretty advanced, and so, yeah.
I have one friend, her name's Bella Betts. She's a mandolin, guitar, and violin player out of Boulder. She's pretty darn amazing. She's played Rocky Grass and opened for Langhorne Slim and a bunch of huge events that I would probably never get to, but we're different genres, but we can jam and hang out. I don't have many kid friends since I'm homeschooled, and I'm kind of on the road a lot. It's mostly adults.
Do you enjoy playing on, and being on the road most of the time?
I love being on the road. We moved into a new house, and I think we've slept there, 10 times in 4 or 5 months. But, yes, I love being on the road and touring and stuff, and music is pretty much what I want to do when I'm not Nordic skiing or wiping out on my mountain bike, which I do a lot.
Thank you very much for doing the interview with me.
Thanks, definitely.